Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another privilege, an opportunity to be able to get together for this men's ministry, helping men get to the altar of God where we can learn how to be the leaders and of our families and our churches and our communities. All right, we're going to get started with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to come together around your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. And as always, we pray, God, that this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to get started. Again, this is yours truly, Pastor Sweet, in the Sanctuary Studio in Forestville, Maryland. Thank God for the heat is on. It's been cold in this area. And I believe got out of the 20s the last week or so, but God has helped us make it through. And we say to God be the glory. And we know that we talked last week about seasons, and this is winter season, and seasons gonna change, and we got to be like a tree planted by the river's water that brings forth fruit in this season. And whatsoever we do shall prosper. So we can prosper even in the midst of this cold weather. And we thank God for his word that encourages us. Right, today we want to get a little in the business of how we perform at work as men at work. And one of the things that men can be enriched, men's lives can be enriched, is through their work. Sometimes work can be fulfilling, sometimes work can be stressful. Work has all kinds of sort of effects on us as men. And one of the things I'm going to try to do is to make sure that we're in control as much as possible of our work environment. And what we do, how we do it, and always seeking to make improvement. As you know, the Bible teaches us that man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And that we're talking about people that were sitting on the sideline watching everybody else work, talking about the Lord is coming back, and we should be doing X, Y, and Z and not have to work. But Apostle Paul came along and told him, if you don't work, you don't eat. So in today's society, we find it also to be the case that if you're not going to work, you're not going to be able to eat like you want to, or you'll have to go depend on somebody else to feed you. And then usually that's not the case. We want to carry our own weight and pay our own way. And so that's one of the first things as men of God is that we should have the godly attitude that we want to carry our own way. We want to pay our own way. We want to make a difference in our life of our family, our churches, and our community by being able to contribute with our work, with our the fruit of our labor, of our work. And it's a mindset that we have to have as men that, you know, work is necessary. You know, 5 days a week, some people 6 days a week. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do even on a Sunday to take care of yourself, your family, or your immediate needs. I know there's a time where folks were really, really concerned about someone working on Sunday, but if you have to do something to take care of your immediate needs, you have to do what you have to do. And if your cow or your horse or whatever your means of transportation or taking care of your family is in the ditch, you just don't leave it in the ditch until, you know, the next day. But you go ahead and you work, do what you need to do to get it done. So but that's another conversation. But there needs to be an idea that a mindset that we have to work and we have to do what is necessary to take care of ourselves, take care of our family. And if we don't do that, we are coming short of our role as men. You know, sometimes people are disabled. Sometimes people can't do a lot of work, but manual work or labor. But there are ways that you can contribute on a daily basis. And so you should seek out how you can contribute on a daily basis, even if you are limited, disabled, maybe just to have an encouraging word for someone, or to, you know, watch over a project or something. But it's necessary for the psyche of the male to be able to contribute some kind of way to his environment, to his society. And we talked about that a little bit last year and last week about our environment also. But today when we talk about the work, how we need to address it as we're working not just for man, but we're working for God. And when you begin to work in that manner, as you're working for God, what happens is the mindset of work begins to change, and you can better deal with, I call it office politics, the office politics, whether you're in an office environment or, you know, working out on a gas line or electric line or in an automobile. Anytime you have more than one person on the job, it's going to be office politics. There's going to be back and forth, people have different motives, different modus operandi, more people trying to get ahead, people trying to do little for nothing, trying to do more, trying to get away, brown nose and backbiting, all these politics, wherever you go in this world. If you have more than one person working, you'll have different reasons why people do different things. And so a lot of times the work is not hard or the work is not difficult or complicated, but it's getting getting people to get along with, you know, how we do the task or the job at hand, or getting along with each other long enough to be able to do it. And that's one of the challenges of men is to get a sense of accomplishment as working and to be able to do that in an environment that might not be ideal, but something that you have to do in order to feed your family, take care of yourself, and support your family, your church, and everybody else. And so when we do that, we have to make sure that we are in the right frame of mind, that we're in the idea that we're not working for man, but we're working for the Lord. And so when you look at the Bible in Colossians, it says in verse 23, chapter 3, verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. So that's the mindset we have to have when we go to work. And one of the biggest challenges is getting ourselves in the right frame of mind, because that's the only person that you can control. That's the only situation you can control. You might be a supervisor, you might be the lowest person on the buck, private or the military or whatever, on your job, the lowest entry-level person. But the only person that you can control is yourself. And so you have to get into a situation where let me do the best that I can with what I have or what I'm working with. And when you begin to do that, what happens is you begin to do your part, know God's going to do his part, and you have to trust God that the rest of these things are going to fall in order and fall into place, and not get stressed out about it, not get bent out of shape about it. And because you can't change anybody. You can't change anybody, even if you're a supervisor. You can't change your employees, the way they think. Sometimes they'll be long-term. Sometimes they'll be short-term. Sometimes you have to terminate them. Sometimes you have to counsel with them. You know, all you can do is give them the tools necessary to help them be successful. And after that, there's not too much that you can do. You have to always be able to help them help themselves, but ultimately it comes down to them. And it's the same thing with you, the same thing with me. And so what I always try to do is to, before I try to instruct someone else, is try to instruct myself. And by doing that, that will give me the perspective that I need to be able to give someone else some assistance. So that's what's needed, that we have to give ourselves the perspective. And so what you do is you say, all right, number one, would I hire myself? You say, wow, would you hire yourself? And you have to look at this and say, wow, would I hire myself? What am I going to do? You have to look at it as a way of, all right, I'm working unto the Lord. Would I hire myself? Am I in my job behaving or working as unto the Lord? And take an honest look at it. You know, a lot of times we have twos, a lot of times we're not prompt in our assignments, not prompt in coming to work, not completing work, not communicating correctly. And so when we look at ourselves, and God is our employer, is God pleased with us? And, you know, if we're God's supervisor over us, are we pleased with ourselves? You know, do we come to work on time? That's one of the biggest things, getting there. You have control of your environment when everyone else is at work. You're just strolling in at whatever time you want to stroll in. Is God pleased with that? Would you be pleased with that as a supervisor? Did you complete your assignment, whatever you're supposed to do? Did you complete it? And not only did you complete it, but did you complete it in a timely manner? Did you complete it with accuracy? Did you just throw something together did you complete it with the right attitude? The right attitude. A lot of times people do something, but they have a bad attitude about how they do it. It's sort of like getting a waiter. If you go to a restaurant, it's the guy, have a waiter. They're bringing the food, but they got an attitude. You know, they're just not pleasant to be around. And so, you know, we have to check ourselves and make sure, you know, that on our jobs, that ultimately we come there to get a paycheck, that we make sure that we are performing in a manner that's pleasing to God. And that's the biggest thing. Are you performing in a manner that's pleasing to God? Would you work for yourself? Would you hire yourself? What is your attitude like? What is your quality of work like? What do you do that makes people say, I'm glad that this person is working for me? Or do you make people say, what can we do to get rid of this person so we can get a better person? You know, that's the reality. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't put ourselves in the best environment. We don't put our best foot forward. And as men, we have to realize that we're working under God. And don't get attitude with the guys around you or the ladies around you. Make sure that, you know, the word of God says, do it as unto the Lord. And that in verse 24, that chapter Colossians 3, it says, knowing that the Lord, he shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. And so you're serving God. You know, the man of God is serving God. And so, you know, everybody else is falling around doing, you know, not very good as far as work or whatever their assignment is. You know, if you're working for the Lord, you know, you're supposed to be at a high level, a level that's not going to shirk responsibility, that's not going to have an attitude, that's not going to, you know, be difficult to get along with, but you're going to be doing it in a way that you're doing it under God. And, you know, we love God and we have respect for God and we have reverence for God and we love His Son because the Word of God said God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so, you know, when we see this, when we understand this type of relationship that we have with God, God wants us to carry that over into every area of our life, whether it's with our families, whether it's in our leadership role, our work, our community, our churches, that we should be serving others as we're serving God. And it will make a difference in your life. It will change your attitude towards your employer, towards your employees, and towards your co-work. And if you can change yourself and have a better attitude toward them, what will happen is that will make your work environment that much better because you're working for God and not under man. You don't have the attitude. You're doing excellent work. You're doing great leadership work. And when you begin to do that, it will, through the grace of God, start affecting the people around because people will begin to start seeing a change and will start wanting to treat you better or want to start interacting with you when you begin to make their jobs or their lives much easier or better by the performance that you're doing at work. And it's vitally important that you can see yourself as the changer, as the leader, as the one that is the catalyst that causes the situation to get better. A lot of times you hear people say, you know, people want to be a part of the complaint committee, and if you're going to be a part of the complaint committee, you should also have some solutions. But a lot of times, too often, you don't want to be a part of the solution. You just want to be a part of the problem. But there's no sense of complaining if you don't have a solution to the problem. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes the change comes slowly or not as fast as we want it. And so what we have to do is we have to learn to continue to be part of the solution, not part of the problem, and get out of that mindset. Because for people, everybody can find a fault. People can walk around and find fault with 10,000 things. Like, you know, come with at least 10 solutions to help resolve the problem. That's why it worked when I started working. You know, one of the older men, you know, if you come with a problem, make sure, from based on your knowledge, whatever it is, you know, that you tried to come up with a solution. And that's what, you know, the guys I supervise tell them, you know, if you come with the problem, whatever your skill set is, wherever you're at, come with a solution also. Don't just come say this is broken. Come say that this is broken. I tried this, I tried that, and I think we should, or maybe we can try this to resolve the issue. And not only come with the solution, but also be willing to be a part of the group or team that's going to resolve it with the solution. So you identified it. Not only did you identify it, but you came up and you said, okay, this is how we can rectify or solve it, and this is what I'm willing to play a role in to help get it resolved. And so if you can begin to start working like that with your mindset, whether you're a supervisor, whether you're a subordinate, whether you're on the highest level or the lowest level, what happens is you begin to become an effective team member, a coworker. You become to, again, someone that people respect, people that want on the job. And if people want you on the job, then they will pay you. Might not pay you that much, but they will pay you and they'll want you on. And if you work hard enough, you'll get the sense that you're working unto the Lord and God knows what your needs are. God definitely will provide your needs and some of your wants, and things will begin to start working out. You might not get overflowed with the billions and billions of dollars that you want, but God will provide you what you need to keep a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on your table, take care of your family. That's what he'll provide you with. It is an attitude. It's an attitude of I'm working unto the Lord. I don't want to come with just complaints, but I want to come with solutions, and I want to be a part of the team or the group that will take care of the solution. And so as men, again, we can only control ourselves. We can only control the things that are around us. We can only, the things that are around us, the things that are in our power to do, and we have to realize that. But if you have a positive attitude, I always tell people that, you know, work, you know, contracts and people that work for me, you know, I need good attitude guys too. Guys can have a good attitude. They're not going to come dragging, talking, not wanting to do something, complaining, you know, just pulling the rest of the team or the crew down. Always, you know, have issues, whatever goes on. Those people are not working unto the Lord. They're just in a funk that it's like a flu that, you know, affects, you know, a group of people. We need healthy attitude, good-minded people that will come together, do what needs to be done, work as unto the Lord, be prideful in, you know, taking pride in their work, doing a good job, that will make their environment that much better. And the reason why I say that is because majority of your day, of our day, is spent at work with other people. And if you don't realize that the majority of your day is spent at work with other people, it's something you need to really think about. You know, if 8 hours a day, you're with some other people doing your job, you need to find a way to make that situation an environment as best as, whether it's through your teamwork, through your leadership, through your performance. And that should be your goal every day. What can I do? To help make this situation better? And I'm doing it unto the Lord. I'm praying, I'm trusting God. I'm a good attitude person. I'm on time. My quality of work is good. I'm reliable. I'm not complaining. Whatever I can do to help assist, that will I do. That's what I'll do. And if that job comes to an end, or for whatever reason, there's a change in the job, if you have that relationship with those that you work for, you will be able to get a good reference to go to the next job. And God provides you one job, he can provide you the next one. But if you have a bad attitude, a terrible work ethic, time not working and not getting to work on time, and you go to get a reference for another job, then your reference is not going to be good. So, you know, you really hurt yourself. We hurt ourselves when we don't work as unto the Lord. So if we work as working unto the Lord with humility, the frame of we're doing it for God and not for men, because men will be wishy-washy. They'll love you today, hate you tomorrow. And, you know, you can get caught up in that emotion trying to be men pleasers. But I found out that the best person to please is God. If you're pleasing to God and understanding men have shortcomings, and, you know, you can't rely on them for your stability, you'll be better off. So that's what we wanted to share with you this morning. Just, you know you got to work. Make the best of your situation. Get to work on time. Get there with attitude. Do a good quality of work. Don't just be a complainer, but come with solutions to the problem. Be willing to be a part of the team to take care of the problem. And, you know, have a great attitude about it. And if you can do that in your family, if you can do that in your church, in your community, what will happen is you'll have a positive reaction toward, you'll have a positive impact in those areas. And, you know, it takes time. Again, do some self-evaluation. See if you would hire yourself. You know, and if you wouldn't hire yourself, tell yourself, write it down what you need to do to improve. Get yourself on we do these things called action plans, performance action plans to help turn, you know, employees around or put them in situations where they can improve. You know, do a performance action plan on yourself. You know, see where you can do better. You know, be a part of the solution. What if there's tools or there's things that you need from the glory to help you be successful? Be creative and suggest things. Don't just get attitudes that we need this, we need that, we need to do this. You know, be creative. And what would happen if we do this? Or do you think this can help? If we had this, how would this help the process? Could we, you know, save money here by doing this, or save time here, or be more productive here? And be willing to do those type of things. But the Bible says that men, we need work. All of us need a roof over our head. All of us need food and clothing. And we have to work to provide these things. Those of us that are capable of working, we need to do these things. So we need to do it as unto the Lord, not for pleasing man, but pleasing God. And take inventory of yourself. Have a great attitude, a good attitude. Be willing to chip in, and you'll see that going to work won't be as grudging or tedious or much of a grind or stressful if you follow those things. But always be prayerful, always be mindful, always be in a mind frame that God knows what's going on, and trust Him, and He'll work it out. All right, that's going to do it for us this morning. Again, we just like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Pray that your worship experience today is going to be awesome. Do some self-inventory. Make yourself a list to see if you would hire yourself, to see if you would employ yourself, and if not, make the changes that you need that you'll be employable for the service of God and work under Him, not under man, and your 2015 should be a whole lot better on your job. All right, that's going to do it for us. I wish everyone again a happy Sunday, great worship, and we'll talk to you next Sunday on the First Word. God bless.